Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the government has announced an additional 10 million euros, you've been hearing, in funding for Garda overtime in Dublin. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said the money would be made available immediately to put more Gardaí on the beat in the capital. For more on this, we're joined by Dathi Jarosha, who's Lord Mayor of Dublin and a Fianna Fáil councillor. And also, we're joined by Stephen Brown, who's Head of Public Affairs with Dublin Chamber. You're both very welcome to the programme. Lord Mayor Dathi Jarosha, I might come to you first of all. This will result in 20,000 extra shifts, extra Garda shifts, we're told. And I'm sure you welcome this as well, given what you've been saying recently. But do you know when it's going to be rolled out?
Good evening, Cormac. Yeah, absolutely, I do welcome 20,000 extra shifts. That works out at about 128 shifts per day, which is, you know, it's very, very positive for the city. I said on Morning Ireland on Monday, the quickest way to putting Gardaí on the streets is overtime. So this 10 million euro will go some way to solving that. It's to begin immediately and it's to go until the end of the year. So obviously then we need to look at what's happening over the next wee while. So 240,000 hours across from now until the end of December, and then see what happens as we go into 2024, so because there's no point in just having a cliff edge.
Would you accept it's a bit of a sticking plaster? Because what happens when the overtime budget runs out?
Well, that's it. So, as I said, 10 million euro, if it does run out, we'll need the minister to be putting more money in. And that's what, it's not just if it does run out or when it runs out. As I said, if it gets us to the end of the year with about 128 shifts per day, well, that's somewhat welcome. But it's also, what's the plan for 2024? Because we need to know. Because it's no use just saying that there's more Gardaí coming out, etc., etc.
Is there a
this
plan?
This needs to be more than just a 5 to 6 months plan. I'm not sure. The minister hasn't come forward with a plan for 2024.
You've been vocal on this. You're the Lord Mayor of Dublin. You've raised concerns that citizens have relayed to you about safety in the streets of Dublin. And we've been hearing an awful lot of it, as you know, on this programme as well. Surely there is a plan somewhere about policing Dublin City.
So we met with the Assistant Commissioner in charge of Dublin on Monday, and there was two things she said. In the short term, she wanted more Gardaí on the streets. She spoke about 48 Gardaí coming out and how 21 of those were dedicated to the city, 11 to the north inner city and 10 to the south inner city. She also spoke around a document that came out about 12 years ago and rejuvenating a better city for all in terms of a policing response. Now, that was before the announcement by the minister today of an extra 10 million euro in funding for the allocation of more Gardaí on the streets through overtime.
Yeah, but I mean, this is more funding, right, for a Garda overtime, for an under-resourced police force with too few in number. I mean, it's a recipe for burnout.
100%, and I know the GRA were talking about fatigue and burnout, and I really get that in terms of stress and morale in the Gardaí. The only way, it's the only quick-term solution to getting guards on the streets is increasing the overtime budget, and that's the only way to do this. So, like, we've been very, very vocal about the problems that we've been facing. I went on a walk in the city at 11 o'clock the other night with one of your colleagues, and I did a bell talk to it, and we didn't see enough guards on the streets. So if we want short-term solutions and high visibility of policing on the streets of Dublin, we have to welcome this as a measure, as an interim measure. But that's what we need. We need more Gardaí. And the minister's talking about what's coming out of Temple Moore. 800, that's 200 less than the commitment of 1,000 before the end of the year. So we need guards on the streets. We need them quickly. But also, you know, as you said about fatigue and burnout, existing Gardaí will be need to train those Gardaís that are coming straight out of Temple Moore. So it's a worrisome time for the force and in terms of policing of our capital city. Particularly, like, we're operating at about 11% less per head of population than the rest of our colleagues in Europe.
Well, it says something with the Lord Mayor of Dublin says he's worried about the policing of Dublin City. Dathi Jarosha, say with me if you will. Stephen Brown, Head of Public Affairs with Dublin Chamber, is with me as well. I'm sure you're worried as a business person or rep for the business community in Dublin City. But you welcome the overtime plan, I'm sure. What else needs to happen, Stephen?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with an awful lot of what the Lord Mayor did there with the 10 million euro. And we do need to see a plan. This is not the first time we've spoken about this. We've met with the minister last year. We've met with Dublin City Council last year. We've seen since COVID, since the reopening of COVID and people have gone back to work, the different or the flexible way of working has changed how people and how businesses are interacting with the city. And the city really kind of hasn't caught up with that, in terms of, like, you know yourself, of a Friday after or Friday evening after work, people aren't standing around on the streets having after work drinks and things like that. So the way we interact with the city has completely changed.
Yeah, I wish I did know that, Stephen. but in a way, maybe it's representative of what you're saying. A lot less people are going into Dublin City. In a way, why would you go into Dublin City now? Because post-COVID, an awful lot of people have discovered kind of their own localities. And they're saying, if I go into Dublin City, there's a menacing feeling in there based on what I'm hearing. And it's hard to get out of it then. At the end of the night, there are too few taxis.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is an issue as well. Like, we work very closely with the NTA and Dublin Bus, and it's a labour issue, really. And it's kind of almost the success of the economy that they can't find drivers to drive the 24-hour buses. I'm a Cork man, as you can probably hear yourself. Dublin is a great place to go out. I live in Dublin nearly 10 years now, and we need to talk about Dublin more as a destination for even Dubliners and people that live in Dublin to go to. You have the galleries, you have the theatres, you have some of the best pubs around, and we need to talk up Dublin more.
Yeah, they're nearly as good as Cork pubs, Stephen. Go back to policing for a second, because Dublin Chamber is also looking at the Minister for Justice, saying, where is the long-term plan here? Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We are. And like, Operation Citizen is in place. We need more high-profile policing, and it does come back to that, workers not being in and people not milling around, and that passive policing isn't there. So the high-profile policing will be great for Dublin, and that €10 million will go to that overtime for that. But we're kind of pushing the minister now to have we need a long-term project in place on policing in Dublin. And we will continue to work with the Minister and the Lord Mayor and Dublin City Council on that.
This does not rest solely with the Minister for Justice, Dáithí Ó Rois. What we're talking about here, what you're both seem to be talking about, is Dublin City Centre as a living space, as a cultural space, and how it's policed as well. This is a City Council problem, I think, as well.
There's a lot of agencies involved here. Like, as I said, Cormac, in the short term, for people to feel safe across the City of Dublin, that rests with the Gardaí. But yes, Dublin City Council are at the plate. As I said to that document, a better city for all, bringing that together and getting stakeholders around the table to ensure, like, that worked very, very well for a few years back in the early noughties. And if we can rejuvenate that and bring it up to date and get a new plan in place, well, that will go somewhere to addressing the long-term concerns that I would have about policing in the city.
Why are those agencies that you mentioned reactive to all of this instead of being proactive some time ago?
Because it seems that's been the cycle that's gone on for so long. Like, we can go back and that's been big incidences, big responses. Things kind of peter out and get, well, okay for a while, and then the next set of big incidences come. So that's why
I don't understand that answer, I must say. It's the cycle that's been going on for... So that's the way it's always been done. Wait for a crisis.
I'm saying, yeah, and that's not an excuse. That's a criticism, Cormac. I'm saying it's gone on for too long that this has been the problem, that things have blown up.
Well, you're one of the councillors.
There's immediate short-term response. And that's why, like, we also don't control policing in the city. What I'm saying is, we're here. I'm going to, as my role as Lord Mayor, I'm going to be checking. I've taken all the details of what we were promised on Monday by the Assistant Commissioner in charge. And I'm going to be raising this and staying on top of this in the weeks and months ahead to ensure that the problems that we have been given are delivered upon. Well, because it's one thing saying €10 million. We need to make sure that €10 million is spent and that the guards actually spend it on. It's one thing saying that there's recruits coming into the city, but we need to make sure that they actually do come into the city and they go out onto the ground in terms of a high visibility policing plan.
Well, the Gardaí might be spent before the money is spent. That's the problem. Jim, one final text on this. Jim says they really need to take Gardaí away from tasks such as passport control at the airports from outside Dublin or outside Dublin. Civilian staff manage Dublin Airport very well. It would release over 100 Gardaí to do street policing duty, says Jim to 51551. Lord Mayor of Dublin, Fianna Fáil Councillor Dáithí Ó Rois, thank you. Stephen Brown, Head of Public Affairs with Dublin Chamber, meet up with us at Freshen.